You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. The instruction not to eat of the tree of good and evil was given to Adam, and by extension to the woman. But the serpent was aware of it. The serpent heard about it. So, even up to today, Satan knows what God has said. And his entire goal is to make you violate the word of God. But if we focus on the woman, here are some of the issues in the life of the woman, which we can still see in the world today. Number one, she was having conversation with the devil instead of resisting the devil. You cannot have intellectual discussion with the devil. Our strength is in the word of God. Jesus simply said, "The word of God says," or "it is written," and that was it. Can you imagine? Jesus himself was not having conversation with the devil. He only rebuked him. He only said what the word of God has said, and that was it. He had victory over Satan, but the woman engaged in conversation instead of resisting the devil. The next thing is that she believed the lies of Satan instead of the word of God. It's still the same thing today. The word of God says that man has sinful nature, and that sinful nature produces sin. So when you look at Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21, it says the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And then when you also go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about perilous time, men will be lovers of themselves and so on. Instead of focusing on that, women believe in the fact that somebody is a narcissistic. Now, who told them that? Human beings, philosophers. Now, they didn't provide any solution to them, but they prefer that, and they've been running with that. Instead of focusing on what the word of God has said, the word of God clearly said in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. Men will be wicked, lovers of money, lovers of pleasures, without natural affection. But they prefer to accept the lies of the devil, that, oh, he's a narcissist. And then they have no solution to it. But if they focus on the word of God prefers solution. But if they focus on the world does not offer any solution. So basically, people believe the lies of the world. They like all the kind of things that the world says about life, about marriage, instead of focusing on what the word of God has said. So you see that the woman believed the lies of Satan. That's why she went ahead. Because Satan said, "You will not surely die." And Satan told him all good things that will happen if he will eat the fruit. And she believed that. And she went with that. It's the same thing today. People neglect the word of God and embrace the lies of Satan. The next thing, she operated with her senses and emotion. That's why the scripture says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise. In other words, she now operates in her emotion instead of operating by the word of God. It's still the same thing today. Many people are falling into a lot of errors, mistake, evil, because they are operating carnally instead of being led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. He said, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So the woman walked by her emotions. You are in trouble if you are walking by your emotions, by how you feel, by the things you see, by your senses, rather than paying attention to what the Word of God says. So why do you think you lose it, you lose your emotion, you get angry, you misbehave? It's because you are responding by emotions. You are not responding by the Word of God. Jesus was in pain. Yet he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. Jesus wasn't reacting by how he felt. He was reacting by his knowledge of the Word of God. The same thing happened to Stephen. He was being stoned to death. He was in pain. He didn't curse people. He didn't say, ah, you people, see the way you are killing me. What have I done? I've only come to save your soul. You will perish. All your children will never make it in life. He didn't react emotionally. What did he say? He said, Father, lay not this charge against them. You see, he operated by the Word of God because that was what Jesus taught them. All right? Then you will notice that the woman was curious. She was interested in what she was not given to know. She was so interested. You see, people will neglect the Word of God and be seeking other knowledge. I once lived with a sister. There is no romantic novel that she can read. And when she's reading it, she gives it 100% attention. In fact, her children will be crying and she will not have attention to she will not have time to attend to them. But she does not have such commitment to the Word of God. She doesn't read the Word of God. She doesn't live by the Word of God. But give her a romantic novel, she will forget that she's in this world. She will bury herself into it. Curiosity, seeking knowledge that will not profit you, seeking what God has not called you to seek. That's what you are interested in. You are interested in something that you have not been given to know. But what you have been asked to know, you neglect it. That was another thing she did. Then she acted independently of her husband. She became rebellious. She couldn't say, ah, my head, should I eat this thing? You told me that God said we should not eat it, but somebody is telling me that I could eat it. No, she's a woman of her own now. So she acted independently. Today, if we act independently of the Holy Spirit, we will still suffer. If you act independent of Him, if you think you are smart enough, you are wise enough. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Then she was deceived. Of course, why was she not deceived? You can see the process that led to the deception. So she was deceived. And the Bible truly said that she was deceived. In fact, the scripture says the man was not deceived. Adam was in disobedience. The woman was in deception. She was deceived. You will be deceived once you have left the Word of God. There is nothing else. Just be rest assured that you are already in deception. If what you are paying attention to are the lies of the devil, you are already deceived. So she was deceived. Many people will say, oh, I was deceived, I didn't know, and so on. See, deception is not an excuse. You are deceived because you refuse to do what you ought to do. That's why you are deceived. If you did what you were supposed to do, nobody can deceive you. And like I said somewhere, I said, nobody can deceive you into a marriage because you are not to know who to marry by your senses. There's somebody else who confirms to you who to marry. If you don't go to him or you don't know him, you will be deceived. It's so simple. You will be deceived. The woman was deceived. And lastly, she influenced her husband to sin. Now, the husband is responsible for his own sin. And you could see that God dealt with him for his own sin. Nonetheless, the woman influenced her husband. He gave him to eat and she ate. So she began to influence other people to sin. It's still the same thing today. People who are deceived, who are living in sin, are influencing other people to sin. I pray that God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. And our email rather is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.